We're back. Week four of the Sports Betting Rundown. A tremendous week three for both of us. Hudson, who you'll hear about, 5-1. 5-1. What a comeback for the kid, Hudson. Me going 3-2. That's the third straight winning week out of 3 weeks. As always, we got a great episode for you today. 5 picks from me, 5 from Hudson. We're both hot, okay? I don't want to jinx it, but we're hot. And what do? You tail the hot hand. Let's get into it. For my first pick, we're going to take it to the betting capital of the world, Las Vegas, and it's going to be the Raiders hosting the Denver Broncos here. Denver Broncos 2-1, Raiders 0-3, a surprise 0-3. They've been in every game, but just haven't pulled one out yet. The Broncos, on the other hand, have arguably looked worse than the Raiders, but are somehow 2-1. The first thing that pops out to me when I see this game is the total, which currently is at 46. It almost feels a little trappy, but I'm going to take the under here. The Broncos just have not been playing good. 16 points is the max they've scored, and they've had a really bad schedule. They played Seattle and Houston, which I consider two of the bottom 5 teams in the league, and they played San Francisco, which they only scored 11 points at home in primetime. And, you know, on the Raiders' side, I do think they'll put up some points, but this total is just too high considering all the Broncos' struggles. So I'm taking the under 46. For my next pick, we're going to keep it with the unders, and we're going to go to Houston, taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. The over-under right now is 45.5, and I really like the under. Texans, obviously, not a great team. Have not scored more than 20 points in either of their games, but their defense has been pretty decent, letting up 23 or less all 3 of their games. And the Chargers, on the other hand, man, that defense does not look good. 38 points given up against the Jaguars, 27 against KC, and we all know the Chargers have a good offense, but something just hasn't been right. Justin Herbert, obviously, a little banged up last week. No Keenan Allen. So I do think the Chargers win, but I don't think there's a lot of points involved, and I like the under here, especially at 45.5.
What's up, everybody? It's Hudson back for week 4. After my hot performance in week 3, I went 5-1, 5-0 on Sunday, including 3 dog spreads that all won outright. So I was just seeing the board perfectly. Of course, there are some people out there saying that I am 0-12 because I told you guys to fade me if the Thursday night pick missed. It did miss, but you know what? My record is 5-7. I hit that plus 400, so we're actually plus units now, plus 0.6 units on the season. We love to see that we're in the plus money. I have 5 picks for you this week, and I'm excited to get into it. For my first pick, we're going to head over to Pittsburgh, where the Pittsburgh Steelers will be taking on the New York Jets. These two teams, not the best starts of the season. We got 1-2 on both sides. And I like the over here, over 41.5. Even though it might not be obvious, these two offenses have actually been playing well. The total is very low. It's easy to get over 41.5, even if the two offenses don't perform very well. I like this total here, and we're going to stick with the theme of if we don't love the pick, we actually love the pick. I know it's not going to be easy. It might be a slow first quarter, might be like a 3-0 first quarter, but guess what? We are going to get there. I could see a 20-20 overtime game, and then we hit it in overtime. We're going to take over 41.5 Jets-Steelers.
I really hate doing this, but for my third and final non-prop pick of the week, I'm doing another under, but I'm taking it to prime time. Chiefs at the Buccaneers, Sunday night football at Raymond James Stadium. Right now, the over-under is at 46.5. I think this is really high. I like this, you know, even if it was in a dome, but, you know, there might be some residual weather, some wind, some rain affecting this game. And also, the Buccaneers' defense is really elite. They're averaging 9 points a game given up, and the offense has not been that good, you know, albeit good enough to go 2-1, but they haven't scored more than 20 points. Obviously, they're playing the Chiefs here, the best, if not one of the best offenses in the league, but I really do like the under here. I believe in this Buccaneers defense, and that's why I like the under 46.5.
For my second pick, we're going to head over to the South, Texas. Dallas Cowboys taking on the Washington Commanders at home. The Cowboys are -3 in this spot, which is a little surprising to me, to be honest. Cooper Rush has played outstanding so far. They're undefeated when Cooper Rush is starting. And honestly, when Dak comes back healthy, I don't see how they can take Cooper Rush out if he continues to put up these numbers. On the other side, the Commanders have been very disappointing so far. Carson Wentz having a rough start to the season as the Commanders are 1-2, 1-2 against the spread as well, as the Cowboys are 2-1 against the spread. But the stat I have to share with you about this game, so far it is only Thursday, but 74% of the money is on Dallas -3. We are going to take the Commanders. We are fading the public like we did last week. We're going to take the Commanders +3 on the road because we think Cowboys is just way too obvious of a pick here. For my third pick of the day, we are going to head out west where the Las Vegas Raiders will be taking on the Denver Broncos. The Raiders here are 2.5-point favorites at home. We'll start with the Broncos. Broncos, even though they do have a record at 2-1, have been very disappointing so far. They managed to sneak a win Sunday night against the Niners. They won by 1 point in the fourth quarter. They also lost to the Seahawks earlier in the season on Monday night. The Broncos have been unable to score more than 16 points this season, even with the addition of Russell Wilson. On the other side of the ball, the Raiders, 0-3, perhaps the most disappointing start by any team in the NFL so far. I think the Raiders will finally turn their season around here at home in front of a crowd that needs to see the Raiders win. I think if the Raiders could get hot, they could manage to sneak their way into the playoffs because it is still so early in the season. I like the Raiders here -2.5. I even see them winning by more than a touchdown if you look at those alt lines. Give me Raiders -2.5.
For my next pick, it's going to be the first prop of the week. It's going to be an anytime touchdown score, something I haven't done yet this year on the Sports Betting Rundown. And it's Jamal Williams, anytime touchdown. It's right now, it's at -115, which is pretty much, you know, even basic odds. -110 would be, 50-50. But Jamal Williams, leader in rushing touchdowns. And DeAndre Swift is out this week, as we all know. Jamal Williams was his backup, but he really was the goal line back, clearly with the 4 touchdowns. And as the lead back this week, he's going to get most of the touches, plus pretty much all the goal line touches. I like him to get 1 touchdown, considering that he already has 4 on the season through 3 games. So I'm rolling with Jamal Williams, anytime touchdown, -115. For my 5th and final pick, we're going to go James Conner, rushing attempts over 12.5. This is kind of, I really like the pick. Last week, James Conner limited in all the practices, really was a game time decision and still got 13 carries in a game that was, they lost and they needed to pass and they were down most of the game, but James Conner still got 13 carries. I assume this game is going to be a closer game and he's more healthier this week. So if he got 13 last week, what's stopping him from getting 13 again? That's why I like the over here, 12.5.
For my 4th pick, we are going to go with the Sunday night football game and perhaps the most exciting game of the week. We have the Kansas City Chiefs going to Tampa Bay to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The line depends where you look. Right now, I see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are favored by 1 point. Of course, the big news in this game is the hurricane that hit Florida and hit Tampa pretty hard. But I don't think that will have much of an effect on this game. No one wants to say it, but Tampa Bay has been struggling so far. Their offense has yet to put up more than 20 points, and even when they did put up 20 points against the Saints, a lot of it was due to the defense. On the other side, the Chiefs are 2-1, have kind of flown under the radar. Of course, they had that disappointing loss to the Colts last week, where, of course, I took the Colts because it was such an obvious pick. But this week, I don't see how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could be favored here. The Chiefs are one of the most powerful teams in the NFL, and the Buccaneers have been struggling. I like the Chiefs as dogs on the road Sunday night. Patrick Mahomes will put on a show. Give me Chiefs plus one. For my fifth and final pick of the week, we're going to stick with a pick that worked last week at plus 400. We're going to go with the Falcons-Browns first drive result field goal. If you're a new listener, you might be like, what kind of pick is that? Your first four picks were kind of normal. We're getting weird with this fifth pick. Last week it worked. It got us out of the red for the season. We're now plus units. For the first three games of the Falcons season, their first drive has always resulted in a field goal. The Browns, not a very strong defense. The Falcons, not a very strong defense. I think this first drive will get into the other team's defensive territory, but these offenses aren't very good either. I like to see a field goal here on that first drive. Once again, it's plus 400. Maybe throw half a unit on it. Doesn't need to be that big of a risk. You also don't need to watch this entire game because, to be honest, this isn't a game I'm excited for. Just watch the first drive. Look for that field goal by Younghoe Koo. Book it. Plus 400.
And that's the end of the podcast. Five picks from Hudson, five from me in the NFL Week 4 Sports Betting Rundown. Listen, trying to get another winning week, coming off personally three straight winning weeks, the first 3 weeks of the season. Hudson coming off the best week, maybe best Sunday in podcast history. 5-0 plus, what is it, eight some units. He had an insane Sunday. Hudson is back, plus units on the year. And as you could tell, I'm recording from a different location. It kind of sounds different. I have bronchitis. It's acting up. Each of these takes is, you know, each of these picks is taking me a bunch of takes. And if that's not a reason to rate 5 stars and subscribe, I don't know what is. So, of course, rate 5 stars and subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. And as always, let's make some money.